morning.
Good morning.
Reading this morning will be Luke 24, 1 through 12. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves. And he went away wondering to himself what had happened. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be suitable and acceptable to you, dear Lord. Amen. Some of my female clergy colleagues said that today's sermons in every church should only be preached by women because it was the women who delivered the first message about the risen Christ. So I'm glad to be here and be a part of that tradition. You know, we come here this morning at a very early hour to celebrate the most important and glorious event in history. We come to celebrate our risen Christ. We come to celebrate our salvation. We come to celebrate forgiveness of our sins. We come to celebrate victory over death. And we come to celebrate the gift of eternal life. Those are just a few of the things that we have to celebrate because Jesus rose from the grave. We come this morning, as did those women so early in the morning on that first Easter morning. We can only imagine, as we are here, what they might have felt as they learned of the resurrection of Jesus from the grave. Not many hours before, they mourned the grisly death of Jesus, but their mourning turned to joy on that first Easter. If we look at the events of that day from all four Gospels, we get something a little bit different. Matthew tells us about the two Marys who came early in the morning to the tomb and saw the resurrected Jesus. Mark adds that Salome was with the two Marys who came very early on that morning. Luke also tells of the visit of numerous women to the tomb that morning. And John tells of Mary's visit and of the visit of Peter and John to the tomb. In all of these accounts, the writers record that the very first thing that the visitors to the tomb saw was that the huge stone that was covering the entrance had been rolled away. But what if the stone still covered the entrance to the tomb that morning? What if it had not been rolled away? How would these people have felt? If that stone had not been rolled away, then those visitors to the tomb that morning would have been pretty miserable. But that's not the story. The story is that the stone was not in place and it had been rolled away. But a question that I ask you today, which is the same question that I asked on Thursday night after we watched The Passion of the Christ, is why was the stone rolled away? Now, you're probably thinking, well, Pastor, that's a pretty silly question. The stone was rolled away because Jesus came out of the tomb. The stone was rolled away because he had risen. But I don't think that that's the reason that the stone was rolled away. After all, look what happened later on that same day. John records this in chapter 20, verses 19 to 20. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and he stood among them and he said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands, he showed them his side, and the disciples were overjoyed that they saw Jesus. He came into the room where the doors were shut and locked because, you know, they were afraid that they were going to be arrested. And Jesus just walked right on in. If he could do that, couldn't he have come out of the tomb with the stone still in place? Thinking so. My friends, you see, the stone was rolled away not for Jesus to come out, because I guarantee you, if he wanted to get out, he was getting out. And whatever the nature of his resurrected body, he didn't need a door. He didn't need a window. Because, you see, no wall could hold him, and no stone could hold him in. Now, the stone was rolled away for us. It was so that the visitors to the tomb could go in. The open tomb was not the means of Jesus' exit. It was the means of their entrance, of our entrance. The women went in and they saw that Jesus was not there. And Peter and John went in and they saw the same thing, because, of course, when they ran, the women ran to tell them, they did not believe the women, so they had to come and see for themselves. God had rolled the stone away, not so Jesus could rise, but so that we would know, that we would know that Christ had risen. The open tomb makes it possible for us to go in and to see the discarded grave clothes and to see that he wasn't there. That's why the stone was rolled away, my friends. God came down and rolled the stone away that so we could look in. It was rolled away so that the empty tomb could be visible to everybody. The empty tomb is the greatest evidence of the resurrection of Jesus. Now, there are cynics, there are critics that have tried to explain it all away. But that empty tomb still stands as evidence to all that Jesus is not dead. And he's alive today. We can look inside that dark, scary tomb ourselves. And he's not there. For you see, Christ is risen. He's alive, and the empty tomb is impressive and unforgettable evidence that Christ lives. Because of the resurrection, you and I have life, a new life. New life as believers in Christ and in a future in heaven, in the presence of God that will never, ever end. The resurrection caused those who visited the tomb that morning to run and to tell the rest of Jesus' followers what they had seen. But how do you think that resurrection should affect us? This morning, I asked you to pause, and I wanted you to just listen for a moment. I wanted you to listen to the birds. Now, when I walked out of my home this morning at about 10 after 6, I already could hear the birds singing. I don't know how they really know how to do this so early in the morning. The sun wasn't up yet. The sky was starting to lighten up. But have you ever thought of that? It makes no difference to the birds whether it's rainy, whether it's sunny, whether it's cloudy. Because just like clockwork, every morning they get up and they sing to bring the new day and to let everybody know it's a new day. How should we respond to the resurrection? I think we need to be like the birds. No matter what's going on in our life, the good times, the bad times, things that happen that we don't expect, the loss of our loved ones, the diagnoses that we get that just crush us sometimes, the loss of a job. You see, no matter what, the birds will sing. No matter what, we need to share the good news of Jesus Christ. That because Christ is risen, even though there are... Because Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Because of that, we can celebrate every day. And we can share the story. Share the story of our risen Christ, of what we believe in that resurrection. And we're going to talk a little bit more about our belief in that resurrection at 9 o'clock. But our jobs are to share that story, no matter what's going on in our lives. Because that, my friends, is the testimony of a living Jesus Christ. That no matter what is going on in our lives, we still proclaim the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So, that's our job. It begins anew today. We'll talk more about that at 9 o'clock too. It begins anew today for us to share that. The slates have been wiped clean. Because you see, Jesus took everything with him when he was on the cross. You guys carried these all through Lent, and then you brought them and you left them here at the cross. All of your sins, all of your brokenness, all of that. So that Christ could take it to the grave and we would begin afresh again. And every single day is an opportunity for us to begin fresh, just like the birds singing in the morning. Every day is a new day and a fresh day to be able to share that news. How wonderful is it that we have this belief and this faith in the fact that because of what Christ did here, our lives are changed and transformed forever. Let's pray. Loving and gracious God, we thank you so much that you gave us your Son, Jesus Christ, who lived a life, 33 years of a life just like us. He partied with his friends, turned water into wine to continue a wedding celebration. He raised Lazarus from the grave. He gave sight to the blind. And he comes into our hearts and heals us and makes us whole in this world where we are constantly broken, where we constantly feel lost, but we don't need to have those feelings of being lost. You are our North Star. You are our guiding light and principle. Help us, Lord, as we celebrate on this day, to know that we are yours and that no matter who we are, no matter what we've done, we are loved and we belong to you. Help us to share the good news. In your name we pray. Amen.